You're listening to a Mash Those Buttons podcast, brought to you ad-free with the support of our patrons. Visit mashthosebuttons.com or stay tuned after the show for more details.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Dropping Spicy, a Mash Those Buttons podcast dedicated to Apex Legends, its development, and the community. I'm back with a vengeance. It's your host, Josh Kinder, also known as Kinder, and I am here with Corey Treadway, also known as Kurabara. How you doing?
Not bad. They still can't get rid of me. I'm back for another week as the temp host, apparently. A very long temp host.
But I am back. I had not the flu, it turns out. It wasn't the flu. It was actually a viral something. And my daughter caught it, and it turned into an upper respiratory infection for her.
Ooh, she okay?
Oh, yeah, she's fine now. And I caught whatever the hell she had, and it fucked me. It fucked me all the way up. But I'm back now. No longer sick, and I can actually talk without coughing every 3 seconds. maybe. You know. As always, our intro music is brought to you by Rifty Beats. That's R-I-F-T-I. You can find him on YouTube and SoundCloud. We are recording October 13th. No, we're not. Yes, we are. For release on October 14th. We have no new reviews that I have been able to see. And we have three juicy topics for you today. Topic one, Dev Tracker. We haven't been over to Dev Tracker notes in a while because there honestly hasn't been a whole lot in the Dev Tracker until recently, and we have a bunch of stuff that is coming in the future patch and is under investigation, as well as something kind of fun that they just kind of stuck in there. I really like this. We also have topic two, Fight or Fright event. A limited time mode called Shadowfall has been introduced, or will be introduced in a couple of days. If you can do me a favor, give me the date, the exact date when that starts.
I think Kurabara. It's October 15th, the exact date it's starting.
I believe so. That's 2 days from recording, the day after release, which is unfortunate. I really wanted to play it before. So. You're right. And I'm assuming that they've kind of settled into a real schedule of updating on Tuesday. Very, very Overwatch of them. And we have a few other things along with this event to talk about as well. That's probably going to be our main topic for tonight. And we'll close things up with topic three. We preached this a few episodes ago. We begged for it. We literally got on our knees and begged for a new training area. And lo and behold, they listened. I don't know if you boys at Respawn have been listening to Dropping Spicy, but if you have, we love you.
Thank you for listening to us.
We know you're listening. The people have spoken that a new training area firing range is coming in a future patch, and it's got a lot of stuff that we requested and more. I am so happy to hear about this, and we will be going over the extent of those changes.
There's so many parts they're taking out that they're really looking forward to trying out.
Oh, definitely, definitely. It's been a long time coming. And I'm sure they kind of had the idea before we said anything, and maybe it was in the works, but we're just going to pretend that they were listening to Dropping Spicy and kind of, you know, take that credit. All right. So let's start off with how our week in Apex was. How was your week in Apex, man?
My week's been pretty good. I've finally started playing rank mode and climbed out of bronze and have hit gold now.
Nice.
Been playing with a couple of the listeners lately and been having a lot of good times of just getting at least top three, if not the win. Trying out different legends, different combinations, and just having a real good time.
Right.
I think, funniest, we had a match today earlier where I literally got down to a slither of health and finished off the last three members of the enemy squad.
Oh, nice. Oh, man. Speaking of, like, climbing and shit, I started playing ranked a little bit more. I haven't been able to, like, have as many sit-down, like, long sessions as I'd like to. But the few times I did, I was able to grind out pretty good. And I'm getting like right up there, pretty close to gold at this point. And man, I don't know what it was the other night. I was just on absolute fire. I don't think I've had like so many games in a row that were just good, like felt good on my part in a really long time. Like I had one game, it was like a 6 or 7 kill game with like 2 or 3 assists and didn't even have anything like ridiculously OP. You know, I had like regular blue or purple armor and, you know, just a general set of weapons. I have noticed that the Havoc rifle feels probably to me like the strongest regular standard rifle with no attaches or anything on it right now. Because that game I was running a Havoc without any sort of attach, not even a supercharger, and just absolutely murking with it. And then a different game I was running a, I never remember the name of that damn rifle. The heavy machine gun.
Spitfire,
yes. I tried to run a Spitfire, and that was kind of my baby on Kings Canyon. Trash on this map. Absolute garbage. I do not like it on this map.
I don't know about that. My buddy who plays me a lot, Josh, he's been using nothing but a Spitfire, always giving the R99 so he can hack a Spitfire. Right. He was just killing it, getting 7-8 kills a game.
Just helping us finish it. I haven't been able to get anything with it. I've been avoiding it altogether now.
Yeah, like this week, like what's been helping me get these wins has just been taking a lot of the high ground. I've noticed for some reason a lot of people keep dropping off the high ground so that I can stick behind them and finish them off.
Right. Another thing I've noticed too, we've already said this a little bit before, this is a snipe heavy map. Even if you're not comfortable with sniper rifles or long range weapons, guys, seriously, give it a shot. Because I generally don't care to snipe too much. You know, I'll definitely do it if I have to, but I've started picking up longbows and stuff more because I avoided the longbow like the plague before. I didn't really care for it, but God, the longbow is tough right now. It is really tough.
Well, what's also tough is all these charge rifles. Everybody has finally figured out the charge rifle is good. So if there's more than one team who's found me, I've been seeing 2 or 3 charge rifles from different directions where I can't get behind cover. Like, well, who wants the kill?
Oh, man. Yeah, the charge rifle is definitely a force to be reckoned with. And we already knew this, but everybody else has kind of caught on and figured it out. And it's tough. And as far as we know, there is going to be some sort of nerf. We don't know exactly what kind of nerf, I don't think, do we?
No, they haven't really specified that. They say it's just not in line with what they want, so they want to rebalance it to make it just not as good. Which, from everybody I've been talking to so far, they love the charge rifle, but they agree it needs to be nerfed.
Right. And I think somebody in our Discord, let me see, who was I talking to? I believe it was El Captino Red, if I'm not mistaken, who was saying that the nerf was going to be a reduction in power and an increase in magazine size. If I'm not mistaken, let me see if I can find that really quick.
If that's true, that's a kind of a fair thing, because if you can hit enough shots, it can still do work. Just gonna have better tracking.
Right. This is a conversation I had with El Captino Red and Rex Strider. Shout out to you guys in the Discord. Thanks for coming in. Always happy to see people in there.
Also want to shout out to both El Captain, Rex Strider, for both being helped me get some good games this week.
Oh, you got to play with them?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, nice. My buddy Warship. Thank you for getting on there. He just found out I'm on the podcast before we recorded.
Oh, nice. Shout outs all around to all the guys, all the cool guys in the Discord, all the spicy boys.
Spicy boys.
So let's get deeper into our first topic. Topic one, the dev tracker. So we got some things coming in future patch, at least are tagged coming in future patch. There was an error that a friend of mine actually encountered when we were playing the other night. His PC stuck at 100% usage, or a CPU rather, got stuck at 100% usage. He couldn't figure out why, what was going on. And both me and our other teammate assumed that it was a hardware problem on his end, you know, works on my machine, TM. But this does, in fact, appear to be an Apex-centric issue. I don't know what his actual setup was because I wasn't aware of this issue until today. But I will try to get a hold of that. And, you know, if they don't patch this out before our next episode, it is coming in future patch, though, so they seem to know what is causing it. So if you're having that issue, it is going to be fixed.
And I hope they fix mine, because I saw that same issue on my computer. I just thought it's because my computer's 6 years old, so it's just struggling to run Apex.
I mean, it still could be. You know, I've had this issue happen before in different games, even on high-end systems. And sometimes it's just background applications. You know, it could be any number of things. Usually, PepGec error problem exists between keyboard and share. But not always, not every time. So hopefully that will be addressed in a very timely manner. Secondly, we have the T-pose and character select. I've seen this in a bunch. Pretty much every Apex meme video I've seen in the past week or so starts off with like, oh, T-pose, you know, and just people making fun of it. But that issue is going to be fixed.
But I'm sad. I actually like it. They're exerting their dominance over you. It's like they're ready to fight.
Right. Oh, man. We have some out-of-bounds changes. We had the same thing happen with King's Canyon. It's to be expected. Seems like just a quality of life thing. There are some places that don't seem like they should be out-of-bounds, like on top of shorter buildings and things like that, but they are.
Oh, that does remind me of outside of the capital city. There is a very tall mountain you can get on over there with a Pathfinder zipline that nobody else can get to, and they have a clear sight to most people in capital city.
Really?
Yeah, it's a giant, like, I was like, where are we getting shot at? Oh, I didn't even know you could get up there.
Oh, yeah, I actually got pinged from that mountain the other day. I didn't even realize that's what it was. They just didn't think that hard about it, but you're right.
Yeah, I got lucky that the ring pushed him out of there, and I just stayed behind cover. We finally just dropped on him.
Like the scum he is.
It's like, oh, you're now down to our level.
I'm assuming that the out-of-bounds changes will probably address that, because that seems to be a hot spot.
Yeah, it was probably just an accidental miss.
Probably. Nothing serious. You know, it happens. Let's see. We have some crashes due to the, quote, miles error. I don't know if this is code miles or if it's just a miles error. In the patch notes, it's just listed as miles error. So if you're getting code miles, that crash is being addressed. This is a big change. The initial circle size for World's Edge is too small, and looks like they're going to change that. I agree. This is a much bigger map, and circle is much more brutal than it was before.
Yeah, I thought it was a design change just to make everybody force into the ring sooner instead of staying out so long or trying to get the matches done quicker.
Right. And I mean, I can't say that I would really mind them leaving it as it is. But at the same time, I do feel gypped a lot more by Circle than I did on King's Canyon. So I think overall, I'll probably enjoy that change. But we'll see.
Yeah,
these matches have been intense. But
yeah, the Circle's been screwing me more over this map than the other one. Because we had one where we had the high ground, and the new Circle put him around an edge on top of a tower that the other team had taken control of. And there was no way for us to get up there.
Right. Yeah, there's definitely more potential for a circle to just wreck your shit, and it's very good to have map control in this particular map. It's a lot heavier on map control than King's Canyon was.
It's just frustrating when it's a roll the dice map control and not we were thinking ahead or
kind of sorta. I mean, you could make the argument that, you know, positioning is king, and you know if you get lucky in camp, then yeah. But if you're looking at where Circle is, especially if you're using a Pathfinder or anything like that, then it is advantageous for you to go ahead and move where Circle is advantageous rather than looting more or whatever. So there's a case for both worlds there, but I kind of think I'm going to like this change.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to enjoy it. It's just...
What's up?
That was it.
Other than that, charge rifle balance, which we just talked about, a change here. It says keep death box UI open when damaged. So when you're looting a death box and you take damage, it throws you out of the loot box UI. So you can take a few hits now while you're in the death box UI.
Which I kind of like, because I've had a bunch of games where I just need to get in there real quick, but I couldn't even open it because it kept getting pinged by damage or a caustic trap. Like, I just need a little bit of health, just a shield, something. Let me touch this box for just a second.
Right. That's what I said to my ex-wife. And lastly, on future changes, adjustable game cursor velocity, which, you know, quality of life, whatever.
That it's also on both console and PC, which console really needs its
speed. I agree. Yeah. I was going to say, that's not too big a deal on PC. I was kind of throwing it off, but you're right. That's a very big change, very big quality of life change for console players. So there's light at the end of the tunnel, boys.
Might be able to actually pick things quickly now.
Right. Especially since you cannot fucking move while you're in the loot box thing. Let's see. Under investigation, we have three things that I deemed were kind of important. Currently, the Lifeline Doc drone is unable to heal Crypto while he is in drone view. That is under investigation. Along with that, this one is returning. Xbox One graphical corruption and frame rate issues. So they are investigating that. Hopefully there will be a fix sooner rather than later. And I've actually encountered this one. I didn't realize it was a bug. I thought I just screwed something up. Then I couldn't find the Phoenix kit. There is a Phoenix kit issue, and in certain situations, the Phoenix kit will complete, but will not take effect. And
yeah, I've had this happen, but I thought it was just they hit me at the last second or something.
Right, that's what I thought. So this does appear to be an actual issue. If you do get a recording of it, go ahead and send that to the proper channels so that they can investigate the issue a little bit better.
Oh, here comes my favorite part of this list.
Oh, yeah, this is fun. If you guys haven't checked out the dev tracker, this is all the reason you need. They have updated the Mirage's pork chop recipe. And we will be putting a link to this in the notes, but you said you made it, didn't you?
No, my wife, she got the recipe off here, and we went to the store, got the ingredients, and made them, and they were really good. It's super delicious.
Tastes like victory.
Put them together with some mashed potatoes and
Oh man, I'm definitely gonna have to give it a try. I'm a big fan of pork chops.
Can't go wrong with pork chops.
Right. And they even have if you read this in Mirage's voice, it's just great. It's written in character. It's amazing. So you guys definitely go just Google Apex Dev Tracker, and it's on a site called Trello. And you should be able to find it. It should be one of the first results. And just scroll through some of the list stuff. And at the bottom of the first list right now, there's a thing that says server patch, community requested season 3, updated Mirage recipe. Click that to find the recipe.
Yeah, you know, this came from where they, in one of the little images you can unlock, it shows Mirage talking about his pork chop recipe. Right. They found that people were actually trying to make that. So they actually updated it with an actual recipe so you could make it safely.
Right.
Because before it was just put whatever in. Oh, crap, people are actually making this.
Right. That's always great. I love when they put in Easter eggs like that, you know, people make them real life. And I don't know if you have ever seen this guy. But there's one of my favorite YouTubers is a guy called Binging with Babish. And he makes recipes like or attempts to make recipes from like popular TV shows, cartoons, things like that. And then he'll make like the actual version that they tell you how to do in the show. And then he'll make an improved version based off of that recipe. And he's done like bacon pancakes from Adventure Time, you know, like the ultimate sandwich from that, a bunch of Simpsons recipes, death sandwich from a regular show. Like he makes a bunch of them and he's a phenomenal cook. Like my mouth is watering.
I'm getting hungry. Let's
Oh man, it's an amazing channel. Like we're not associated with Binging with Babish, but I really, really love his stuff, and I am planning to send him this recipe to give a shot on his show and see if he can put his own twist on it, you know, see if maybe he'll kind of give it a shot, because he doesn't have really any video game recipes.
Might as well add it to the list.
I would love to see that. All right. So let's move on to our second topic, our main event of the show, the Fight or Fright event.
Ooh.
All right. So you want to bring us in on the first few points?
Okay. Yeah. We can go to the first few points. We got the limited time mode, Shadowfall, nighttime version of King's Canyon. Darkness descends on King's Canyon in Shadowfall, a warped version of Apex Games hosted by a mysterious figure. At the start of a match, you and 34 other solo players will drop into an eerily lit King's Canyon and fight to the death with a dark twist. Once you die, you respawn as an undead version of your legend and join the powerful Shadow Squad.
Sounds like an awful version of Suicide Squad.
The knockoff version.
All my friends are demons. They get slow.
More copyright.
Right.
As part of the Shadow Squad, you will lose your abilities to use weapons and legend abilities will be stripped. But in return, you'll be given increased movement and jump speed, along with a brutal melee attack. You will also have the ability to scale walls and be given unlimited respawns via skydive. The battle rages until there are only 10 legends left, who must then join forces and make it into the evac ship, while the Shadow Squad attempts to stop them at all cost. Which, I like that part. That's definitely a reference to Titanfall as Rex brought in when I played him earlier. Because at the end of original Titanfall, everybody had to evacuate to a ship if you were like the losing squad.
Right. I definitely like that. And it also reminds me a lot of Left 4 Dead. At the end of every mission, you have to wait for evac. And, you know, kind of fight a horde until it ends. Everything about this is just seems like fun. It was made by a community. Like, it seems like people from it's like something a modder would make. And that's the fucking beauty of it, because it sounds fun as shit. It doesn't sound like something a developer would just kind of throw in on this type of game. It doesn't seem like something they would put that much time into for an event like this, but god damn if they didn't.
And unlike some of the Halloween events where in the Overwatch where they're just you're facing just a CPU horde, the horde is actually another players.
Right. You know, it totally seems like something that a modder would come up with. You know, it just throws lore out the window, which is fine. You know, fuck lore. You know, yeah. For fun shit like this, fuck lore.
Well, it's also like looking at the mysterious, there's supposed to be a mysterious over person running the games.
Right.
And it looks like it's probably the next legend. People are saying it might be Revenant.
That'd be cool.
Which they've actually, in a post last week, one of the map designers showed a map that had what looks to be the next character on the billboard. Because it was a robot character we hadn't seen yet. And it said unknown name.
Oh, nice. Got some little teasers coming in there.
And on the stuff coming up in this event, which I like, they seem to have taken the problems from the last event where you had all those crown coins and they got rid of them. So I'll just read those notes we got right now. In this exclusive event challenge, there'll be free and earnable cosmetics, including two legendary skins, weapon skins, return of 24 event limited premium cosmetics that players can now unlock in three ways. Direct purchase with Apex coins, so no other currency, just the Apex coins.
Good.
Crafting metals, which you're already earning in those packs, and a bunch of people probably have a lot of them. I know it's like it's still another currency, but not a new currency.
Right.
But and then you have the event packs, and this time, in place of the crowns, you'd have a higher chance of unlocking other legendaries and epics from the non-event packs, which is nice.
Nice.
And then they're adding a new heirloom, the Lifeline heirloom, to join Wraith and Blood. And unlike last time where you couldn't, you had to unlock all 24 things, then pay an extra $30 to get the heirloom. This one just automatically unlocks if you get all 24 items.
Nice.
Which I'm still waiting on an heirloom.
Isn't her heirloom, what is it, like a ski stick? What is it?
I haven't got a chance to take a look at it yet.
I'm going to assume it's like maybe one of those picks, you know, like the climbing picks.
Yeah, that's what
that would
like.
Make sense for her. But anyway, the things that they've got going on in this actual event is what I'm excited about, right? Mm-hmm. So once you die, you basically become a zombie and you come back in via airdrop. You lose your weapons and abilities. That's fine, whatever. But you're faster, you have higher jump speed, and probably a one-shot melee attack, which is very much Halo Zombies.
Mm-hmm.
Love that bit. And you can scale walls, which I'm assuming means you can just climb walls however you want. If it's like a jump pack style wall scaling, fucking let's go.
Do it.
That would be so cool for an event, right? That would be so cool for an event. Oh my god.
But looking through the event page, there was something interesting I noticed. It says there was a a challenge for killing shadows, which are the enemy players, but also loot bin spiders.
Loot bin spiders.
Yeah, I don't know if that's just like a loot tick or actually a NPC hazard or something.
That would be so cool. You know, open the loot bin and a fucking like giant spider jumps out at you.
It's like a mimic or something.
Like D&D style. Oh my God. That would be so cool.
And then, first thing I forgot to mention, they're also bringing back the double XP weekend for top five and wins.
Nice.
I still wish they'd add a prestige mode, because once you hit max, there's nothing else besides just leveling up your battle pass, which is great for battle pass people who can't play a lot.
Right. Oh, man. Everything about this event is just exactly what I want for this game. Everything about it just screams like we're listening to our community. We are people that play these games. We know how to have fun. It seems like they just straight up hired some fucking some old modders or something, which they very well might have.
It could be like it's very different, because last time it was like shotguns and snipers, which was fun, but it was pretty much just Apex with less weapons.
Right. Yeah. It's just straight up on, you know, what you would expect from a new game mode. And it just seems like it just seems community made, which I love. I really wish that they would, which they Jay said that they were, you know, working on it, playtesting that kind of thing. No idea when or how it'll come out, but I really wish they would do a custom games thing where you could change your options or anything like that. And eventually I would love to see something like what they have in Overwatch now, with the, what is it called? Not the Forge.
I know what you're talking about. I can't remember what it is right now. Top of my head.
The modding light thing that they have in Overwatch, you know, which that's a shit ton of work to put in to implement. And apparently Blizzard just, or the Overwatch team just handed it to a guy and was like, here, make it. And that became his pet project, and it just turned out to be awesome.
Hopefully they can implement these soon. I won't hold my breath for
that. I would like to see mod tools, though. You know, on that, any game that's ever come out, I want to see mod tools for. And Apex is a perfect candidate. Speaking of Apex and the developers and all that, so I'm sure you guys noticed that Fortnite kind of put in those little mechs or whatever. What is it, about a month ago or two months ago
like that?
And that was a definite shot at Apex for not putting in mechs. Apparently, it was like, you know.
Well, they were overpowered, so they couldn't figure out how to balance them, which was why they weren't put in this game.
Right, is exactly what they, you know, exactly what Jay told me when we did our interview. It was like, yeah, it just didn't work out, you know, couldn't work. And along with that, you know, every now and then we see some things that are kind of parallels, you know, they're kind of ripping off of Apex and all. But I just heard today that apparently the entirety of Fortnite's map has just basically been black-holed. And I think the server actually went down. So they've got some kind of event or something like that going on with the map. And I'll bet you anything that they're going with a brand new map, because they've had the same map since launch, just minus changes and stuff for events and all that. They've had the same map since launch.
For Fortnite, I kind of wish Apex would start doing events like this too. Just the presentation would be nice to be able to actually see the destruction of the items on the map.
Right.
Like when they were destroying King's Canyon.
The difference between Apex and Fortnite is money. Money and an army of developers. There's over 700 people working on Fortnite alone. You know, that's most of Epic, like, is working on Fortnite at the moment.
On burnout schedules, so I do understand that part as well.
Right. You know, they've thrown money and thrown developers and thrown resources at this. You know, they've got deals with all kinds of other people. You're not going to get this kind of thing with Apex until Apex starts making Fortnite money, which is a tall order. That's a really, really big, really tall order to ask of Apex.
It's possible, but not likely, because Fortnite wasn't even on purpose. It just accidentally exploded.
Right. And, you know, and they let it catch on. They threw all the money at it, and they're still throwing money and developers at it. But it seems like they're kind of scared of Apex a little bit, because they've done this black hole thing with the map now. And I'll bet you anything that they've got a new map coming right after King's Canyon got tossed out and they brought out the new World's Edge map. You know, people love that. People have been singing Apex's praises right now. And the guys from Fortnite have absolutely noticed. There's absolutely no chance that they haven't noticed that this is a big deal and people love this about Apex. And they're losing players. Ain't no mistake about that. People are going from Fortnite to Apex and not much the other way around. So it seems to me that the developers at Epic are a little scared and kind of imitating Apex a bit, you know, trying to one-up them here and there. And it wouldn't surprise me at all if they got a brand new map out of this whole thing. Excuse me. What are your thoughts on it? You think they're shaking in their boots a little bit?
I'm not sure if they're shaking in their boots too much. They're more like, probably the saw that like, that was a great idea. Why haven't we tried that yet? We have tons of time and money. Let's do it.
Probably. But you know how these things go. You know, they start. It's not that they aren't making money. It's not that they aren't making a lot of money. They're not making as much money. And that graph starts pointing down. Even if you're still in the green, that doesn't look good to investors.
Mm-mm. They always want to keep increasing numbers, no matter how unsustainable sometimes the goals are. They still right. believe you can hit that number.
Right. As a matter of fact, the company that I work for, we had some goals and everything. We destroyed our goals and everything for last year. But for whatever reason, the projections that these people made were way above what our goals actually were. So we had the goals and then we had projections. And we didn't meet projections. Even though we smashed our goals, we didn't meet projections. So like we're still getting chastised for it. I'm like, seems like you need to change your fucking goals, dude.
Well, I know so I was talking to my...
This is fucking weird.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
I was like, because I'm a director at my company, and they gave me projections for my stuff next year, and I'm like, gonna let you know here right now, these numbers, not going to happen. We're under for this year in this month, and you want me to do triple next year, and looking at my schedule, what's coming in, that's not going to happen. Unless we have a giant rock show and my current property, I can't do that.
Right. And, you know, it's the same way on just a larger scale with Epic and all these other game studios. You know, they got to make money. They want to make more money. They want to make the most money. But that arrow is starting to point down. And the cultural phenomenon that is Fortnite is beginning to waver because... it's kind of done. You know, it's kind of like Pokemon was back in our day. You know, it was an absolute cultural phenomenon. They sold everything and anything that had to do with Pokemon. But then you had imitators come in like Digimon and other properties like that, Yu-Gi-Oh and everything. And then you had ones that did it better. Then you had, you know, the games that came out and those got big. And then every generation that kind of started, the needle started pointing down a little bit. And they're still riding that wave, just not as hard as they were. They eventually had to change the business model from pumping out content, pumping all kinds of money and resources and everything in it to it, to scaling it back and actually trying to turn just the standard sustainable profit rather than bringing that stock price way up like they were. You make no mistake, the stock is going to crash eventually at some point or another. It's just a matter of when.
That's just how companies are. They're going to try to have backups or changes. Because if you don't, you think you're always going to be on top, you're always going to be the best, and don't try to update, you're just going to die. That's what happened to Best Buy and all the other Best Buy, Blockbuster, the other B word. I don't know why I said.
Well, I mean, Best Buy, too.
You know, Best Buy has other problems, but that's how like GameStop and them right now are also reinventing themselves, trying to stay relevant. So,
right.
It makes sense for Fortnite to do this. Take what the competition's doing. Try to do it better if you can. That's why they added the respawn, beat their own respawns in there.
Right. And, you know, don't get me wrong. I liked Fortnite a little bit when the brief time that I did play it. And I know there's a lot of people that still really do love Fortnite. And this is only good for the gamers. You know, this is great. Competition is what makes games great. A lot of the time, you know, you get developers coming up with new ideas, inventing new things, you know, reinventing themselves. When you have developers in wars like this, you know, trying to come up with something new and fun and crazy, a lot of time you can get fried freaking gold out of it. I like this Apex thing, you know, this whole event just seems like a good time and they're not charging a dime. You're getting this completely free content. You know, this is excellent for us. This is the kind of thing we want. I don't want to see Epic go under. You know, I don't want to see people losing money or losing their jobs or anything. But I'd love to see the competition. I'd love to see them being a little scared and showing it.
Well, the back and forth just makes both games better for it, and it helps both the fan bases.
Right. As long as there's not, like, a ton of developer burnout, because that's the one thing I don't want to see. As far as I know, Respawn has been good about not really doing that. I haven't heard anything, any rumblings about, you know, bad working conditions or anything like that. I haven't been in touch with Jay Frechette since our interview. And I'm going to assume that he's probably kind of under the radar right now a little bit since the Reddit debacle.
I think things have gotten better since then. So,
oh, yeah, Reddit's definitely cooled down from that. They've been at a very good mood since the new season, the new map, and everything, which is odd.
Right, ready to move on to our next topic, the new training area firing range.
Yeah, it sounds good to me. So topic 3, we have a new training mode that has all the hop-up, shields, and items, etc. That alone would have made me happy. But they took it a bit further. So not only do we have all the hop-up, shields, items, whatever, now we have dummies that have different shields to test abilities and weapons on. Great. We can get proper damage numbers testing each different hop-up and combination. Great. You can bring in teammates to enter the range and try out different strats. I mean, either. That's brilliant. You know, you can bring in your teammates and test all kinds of shit. You know, see what ability affects you, just you, or what abilities affect your teammates as well. Like, say, how caustic gas affects and slows down your teammates and shit like that. And you can, you know, do like aggro switching practice, things like that. I mean, it's a place for you to actually practice with a team a bit.
And you can show some new people who are maybe are... they can't find the weapon, they can't find the right attachment, they want to practice but aren't finding it or getting the good results because they keep dying. And like, here's the weapon, here's how it works on this unit, here's what happens if you target this person, try practicing strafing while hitting their headshots this way.
Right. And you can like show someone how to shoot down a caustic trap, you know, like, here's how you shoot it properly, that kind of shit. You know, that's brilliant. And of course, the piece de la resistance, fucking shit, I should not speak French. the pace of the resistance, legend switching. You can finally switch to somebody other than AJJ, Mozambique. Yeah, fucking.
No more sliding down hills with Bloodhound or hanging out with Pathfinder.
Right. I'm assuming that they will probably keep the intro on first play. I wouldn't see why they would take that out, just because it's, you know, an intro tutorial.
Well, actually, it's going to be a separate area because this is called the firing range, where that's the training area.
Oh, okay.
I think they're going
to
have.
I wonder
both
if you'll still
them.
Be able to select. Okay, makes sense. I'm assuming this is going to be a fairly large patch since it's an entirely new area and everything. And that's coming next patch, isn't it?
I think they said it's a. Let me double check. It's coming either next patch or sooner. So they said if it's not ready, it won't be there. But if it's done, it'll send it in.
Okay. So the next patch should be on the 15th, this Tuesday, which will be tomorrow by the time you hear this, if you're listening on release day. Yeah. So we talked about this a few shows ago and all the advantages. So if you want to, you know, listen to that rant, you can go back a few episodes. I have no idea what fucking episode it was. I'm sorry. It wasn't Geo was still here. But
RIP.
Good job, Respawn. Honestly, this is exactly what I wanted to see and more. This event is what I wanted to see and more. The map is what I wanted to see and more. You guys are just hitting. Like, I'm going to take a second to just suck your dick for a second, Respawn, because you guys are hitting every note right now. Yeah, you've got some problems going on with the game as far as like crashes, things like that. You know, yeah, the 100% PC usage, which is actually being fixed shortly. But overall, you know, other than the minor issues that come with a hot release schedule like this, everything so far for me has been on point. Even the balance changes have been on point. I can't really think of any reason to complain.
Not
I'm
right now.
I'm very happy with the state of Apex right now, which is hard for me to say for a lot of games. I can't remember very many points at all where I was this excited about everything going on in Overwatch. You know, there was always some kind of problem, always some kind of serious unaddressed thing, you know, some kind of serious balance issue that hadn't been addressed or talked about, or, you know, some disappointing event or disappointing change, things like that. Not since like the first year of Overwatch have I like been so excited about some shit.
And also, like, I've had way too many nights this last few weeks where I'm just staying way past my time to go to bed and coming in early going, oh, I'm so tired, but that was so worth it.
Right. Oh, man. It's hitting all the good receptors in your brain right now. And honestly, I think that's kind of the reason that Epic is kind of flattering them a bit with the copycat changes and things. They see that this is a good product. This is a solid game. It's a fun game, and it doesn't need, 5 hours of building fucking castles for every fight. I was actually talking to somebody about this the other day. They're like, yeah, Fortnite's super fast paced. I'm like, literally every fight you build a castle, you literally build a castle and siege it. That is the definition of slow.
That's not fun to me. Like building is all right, but it just, I like to do it when it's not stressful.
Right. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. Fortnite is very stressful and it can seem fast paced and you do a lot. But as far as engagements and everything, it's not fast paced. Apex is far more fast paced as far as engagements and things and moving around the map. Whereas Fortnite's just not, you know, it's stressful. Yeah. And it's, you know, there's a very high skill cap with the building and building aspect and everything. There's a lot of changes all the time. But it doesn't have the competitive aspect that Apex has.
Or the gun feels. I think the guns feel so much better in Apex.
Oh, yeah. It's so much tighter as an actual shooter. You know, it's a competitive game. Apex has got Fortnite fucking beat. And I don't think that they realize yet that that's their big selling point. Apex has the capacity to be competitive on a Battle Royale field. You know, you could have that with PUBG a bit, but PUBG wasn't nearly as polished. You know, PUBG was good for competition.
Just ugly, but fun.
Right. And it was close to being, quote, esports ready, but not quite there. Apex has, it's firing on all cylinders on both fun and competition. It's tight. It looks nice. It's got lore. I mean, it's got everything that you're really looking for. As far as like a perfect storm in the BR field right now.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to getting some merchandise, actually some figures and some t-shirts with Apex on it.
Right, right. Yeah, I'm right there with you. And I'm looking at getting like Apex hats, shirts, things like that. Speaking of which, Ja, we need to get on the dropping spicy merch so we can hit this train, buddy.
I need my mug.
Right? I've got a great design ready to go that I've spent 10,000 hours in Photoshop on.
Only 10,000?
Yeah, only 10,000. Well, I say Photoshop, I mean GIMP because I'm a cheap bastard. Hey, I say what you want. Ja was screen sharing with me one night, and I was like, hey, man, watch this. You're going to vomit. And I was showing him how to do outlines around letters, just like basic, you know, white outline around some black letters. And it's like a 5 or 6 step process in GIMP, which should be like a one click deal. It was like, this is awful. This is awful. And he was just like, oh my God, how can you use this shit? I'm like, just got used to it, honestly.
When you have limitations, you will make whatever works. That's how we got some of the best innovations in gaming, is just working within limits.
Right. And I do have plugins and stuff, and I probably could find plugins to make a lot of things easier on it. I'm just so used to using, you know, prepackaged, this is how it is, GIMP. Because I use it at work sometimes, too. I just download it on my work PC. I didn't feel like syncing up all the plugins and everything between my home PC and that one. So I just learned how to use it as it is and make shit work. But, yeah, we definitely got to look into getting some actual merch. If you guys are actually interested in getting some Dropping Spicy merchandise in the Teespring store for Bash Those Buttons, please reach out. Reach out on Discord, on Twitter, what have you. We'll give you that information in just a moment, as well as the Teespring, and let us know, hey, I want this, you know, I have an idea for a design. If you have like art that you want to see on a shirt, you know, shoot us the idea, you know, maybe we'll love it. Definitely get that kind of, you know, that kind of momentum going. Cause if people want to buy merchandise for this podcast, we will be more than happy to put that shit in a store and take your money. All right. So that's going to be it for Dropping Spicy. Let me start closing things up. I'd like to thank you all very much for listening and coming back every episode to listen to our sweet, sultry voices. You can find us on Twitter at Dropping Spicy. You can also find the Mash Those Buttons Network on Twitter at The Mash Network. You want to give us your social media, Kurbar?
Oh, yeah, my social media. You can find me at on Twitter at Kurbaris, and also on PSN and Origins at Kurbara. I think it's Origins is also Kurbaris. Can't remember right now. And if you want to find any of my YouTube videos, just find me at currently Ogre Smash Games. Going to change that to Kurbar as well to get rid of my old gaming network. That's all I got right now.
All right. And you can find me on Twitter, Twitch, Origin, YouTube, and everywhere else at Nerf Kinder Please. That's PLS. Please join the Mash Those Buttons community on Discord at discord.me/mashthosebuttons. We would love to have you there. We have a lot of fun with the people that are in the Discord that are active. The more active you are, the more we will be in there and talking to people. You know, we got to get more. We got rookie numbers right now. We got to pump those numbers up.
Higher, must go higher.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, the more people that get in the Discord and start bitching about shirts, you know, the more likely we are to get that shit going.
And again, and if we come talk to us.
Oh yeah, you know, if we get a bunch more interest too, we'll definitely look into like maybe live streaming, things like that. You know, we'd like to take this show to the next level. We'd very much like to get this off the ground a lot more, especially with the way Apex is right now. We're having a blast. I'm very much enjoying the state of Apex and enjoying doing the show because there's shit to talk about. And the more people we have that are obviously interested, the more I want to be like, let's get shit done. Yeah, I got a lot to talk about. I got a lot to bitch about too, you know.
Or have trouble like keeping our shows under a certain time frame because like we could keep talking for another hour if we wanted to.
Right. You know, I could have put in a whole other topic, but I'm trying to keep these shows a bit shorter than, you know, an hour and a half or so. This show is going to be probably a little bit under an hour. Everything's said and done. And while you're in Discord, please send us your Apex feedback, stories, questions, what have you, anything. If you have something interesting that you want to talk about, definitely hit us up. And if you have a lot to talk about, you know, if you have like a whole ass thing, then we can definitely look into doing community episodes and things of that nature. I actually tried to record one initially with Kurabara's and
Death Squad.
It was Death Squad. I wanted to say Death Blow, but he's an old Death guy, Blood. An old Overwatch friend. He's Death an old Overwatch Death. Friend. But yeah, we were definitely interested in doing that kind of thing. And don't forget to share the show with others. Please rate and review on whatever podcast platform that you desire, but primarily Apple Podcasts. That's where we get our reviews and things like that that we read on the show. So go on there and give us a review, preferably 5 stars. And right. And just, you know, leave us some words of encouragement or just tell us to fuck ourselves, which I'm totally cool with as long as it's 5 stars.
Any constructive criticism is great too. We want to make everything better, and if you have ideas on how to make that better, just let us know. We will do our best to implement what we can.
Right. You know, we love to hear how to improve our show. Constructive criticism is the spice of life with podcasting, and we're also on Spotify, Player FM, pretty much everywhere else like that.
Google Play, all those fun stuff.
You can also show your support by becoming a patron at patreon.com/mashthosebuttons. There are tiers and content available for as little as $1 a month, and Ja did just put out a bunch of new content on the actual Patreon. A lot of it's really, really nice, so you guys check that out. We also have a Teespring store at teespring.com/stores/mashthosebuttons. Once again, if you want to see some Dropping Spicy content on that Teespring, let us know. We will get it done. And that's going to be it from the boys at Dropping Spicy. Please stay tuned after the show to hear about the other shows on our network. Stay spicy!
Spicy!
And we're out.
Thank you for choosing a Mash Those Buttons podcast. We hope you enjoyed the show. If you would like to subscribe to one of our shows, you can find us on multiple podcast platforms like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and more. If you can't find us on your favorite podcast platform, head over to mashthosebuttons.com, grab the RSS feed, and use it in your podcast platform of choice. We have shows for many different games, so if you want to check out some other podcasts you may enjoy, you should go to mashthosebuttons.com/shows or stick around to hear about other shows that are available this week. Mash Those Buttons is an independent outlet that is supported by patrons. If you enjoy our content and want to help us grow, you can become a patron for as little as $1 a month at patreon.com/mashthosebuttons. Besides helping us expand our content, patrons gain early access to special content and also have access to exclusive supporter-only content. If you'd like to stay connected with Mash Those Buttons, you can follow us at twitter.com/themashnetwork, facebook.com/mashthosebuttons, or we'd love to have you join our Discord community at discord.me/mashthosebuttons. Once again, thank you for listening, and we'll catch you next time.
Hey, this is Ramses from Push the Point, the Mash Those Buttons official Overwatch League podcast. Tune in every Tuesday where me and my co-host Lobosco break down player performances, storylines, and the league at large.
Hey, it's Nick from WoW Talk. For discussion about World of Warcraft, from the latest news to guild management, check us out every other Tuesday here on the Mash Those Buttons Network.
Hi, this is Chrissy from the Final Fantasy XIV podcast, Wondrous Tales. Come hang out with us every other Monday for a casual discussion of what's going on in the community and some tips to improve your in-game quality of life.